弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother and sister, good morning.
祝大家中秋节快乐。
Happy Moon Festival.
我们中午会有给大家预备月饼吃。
Well, we'll have some moon cakes for lunch today.
那我们星期五呢，有特别为学生有预备这个中秋节的聚会。
We have a special moon festival for students on Friday.
我们有很多弟兄姐妹前去帮忙哈。
And there are many brothers and sisters went to help.
看到了很多是讲中文的。
And we have
学生。
A lot of Chinese speaking students.
也感谢主，我们有机会跟他们接触。
And so we have an opportunity to know them.
他们大部分都还是没有信主的哈。
A majority of them were not Christians.
所以你看这个禾场已经在那里了。
So you know the field is already there.
让神感动我们的心。
And so the God moved our hearts.
好，我们先做一个简短的祷告，来继续分享我们今天的信息。
Let's have a short prayer before we share the sermon.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美主。
And dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
因为你是创造天地的神。
You are the creator of this universe.
你创造了宇宙的一切，你又将这福气赐给了我们在地上生活的每一个人。
You have created everything. You also give the blessing for the people on earth.
我们恭敬将今天我们的敬拜我们的分享都交他在主你的恩手当中。
We put our worship and the sharing that into your hands.
求主你的灵亲自的启示我们。
And your spirit will reveal to us.
让我们晓得主你在我们身上的心意。
And to know your heart in our lives.
也知道怎么样面对我们生活中的挑战。
And so we can face the challenge in our life.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么若干年前呢，在中西部啊，有一家报纸登了一个广告。
And many years ago, Western has this advertisement.
那这个广告就说呢，他是你可以打电话找他，他会听你讲话半个小时。
And so the advertisement is about that. If you have any issue, you can call them. They will listen to you.
那这个人保证说，你打电话时，他在绝对不会给你有任何的评论，或者是打断你，他完全是听你讲话。
So when you call, they will never give you any advice. They will just only listen to you.
不过一次$5。
But every time you call, it's $5.
不是像现在，现在我们这个。突破膨胀，这五块钱已经不值钱了。
And now the $5 in the under the inflation is worth nothing.
几十年前这五块钱可是钱了。
Many decades ago, $5 worth a lot.
那广告登出来，很多人就说这简直开玩笑，谁会花五块钱给你去讲话的？
What a joke! Who will spend $5 to just to listen to hear you talk?
结果很吃惊的是，发现这个广告登出几个星期。就一大堆电话打进来哈。
Amazingly, there's a lot of people called the number.
可见很多人是非常想找一个人讲话。
So obviously, a lot of people need people to listen to them.
这个故事虽然是几十年前的事情。
Even though this has been happened many years ago.
但是呢，这个孤独。这个孤独呢。在美国社会的问题呢，只是更加的严重。
The loneliness has become a serious problem.
你知道我们最近大规模在美国的有枪击事件。
So recently mass shooting happened quite a bit.
那么有这个恐怖的袭击哈。
And so there's a terrorist attack as well.
那么发现这些事件实际上并不是说恐怖分子在做什么事情。
And so it's not done by terrorists.
并不是有组织的那些东西
It's not organized crime.
而是单独个人的行为
And there are loners that have done those acts.
而这些人都有一个共同的特征就是他们非常的孤单几乎没有任何社交的这个
One common characteristic is that they are very, very lonely.
最后导致他们对这个社会发生仇恨
And so led to hatred.
那么新冠的疫情啊就使这个孤独的问题比以前更加严重。
The pandemic has exacerbated the issue of loneliness.
那么为此啊，美国的军医总监他叫 Dr. Murphy.
And in response, Dr. Murphy, that U.S. Director of Military Medicine.
No, it's called Surgeon General.
Oh, Surgeon General. Okay.
这个是美国的军医总监哈，他特别的今年 他特别出了一个报告。
So he published a report.
那这个报告就提到说，孤独现在是美国的已经成为一种流行病。
So loneliness has become a pandemic issue.
那么它会严重的影响人们的身心健康。
Affecting people's physical and mental health.
你知道上一次美国的这个军医组间发出一个类似的报告，是在50年代时候提出吸烟是对人的健康造成威胁的一个重要的
因素。 So last time when they give the report is to talk about smoking affect your health almost 50 years ago.
所以他给人们敲响了警钟，其实就讲到说孤独已经是我们这个社会非常非常严重的一个问题。
They try to wake people up that loneliness has become a serious problem.
我们今天就分享这个讲道系列，叫心理健康与基督教信仰，今天是最后一讲。
Today will be the last lesson of the mental health and the Christian faith.
我们谈谈我们现代人所面对的孤独。
And let's talk about that people have to face loneliness.
圣经从来没有单独的谈过孤独的问题。
And Bible never just discuss loneliness alone.
但是他谈论了很多的人物，这些人物都有孤独的经历。
But then reported many people that have suffered loneliness in the Bible.
但是不要忘记哈。这个福音呢，核心就是要恢复我们与上帝之间的关系。
But we do not want to forget the core of the gospel is to restore relationship between God and people.
所以这自然就会涉及到人与人之间的关系。
So that will really has to do with the people's relationship as well.
因此，我们从基督教的信仰来看待孤独的问题。
So let's look our faith and look at the loneliness issue.
我想我们不但会认识得更深刻，而且会提出比较有益的解决的办法。
And besides, we'll understand a little more deeply, then we can have some solution as well.
那么根据这个统计数字哈
，And according to some statistic,
说美国大概有一半的成人啊都会有这种孤独的啊这种经历。
Half adults in the United States suffering loneliness.
就超过了一半。
And more than half.
那有的是短期的，有的是长期的。
Some are short term, some are long term.
那么在疫情期间呢，这孤独的问题就变得非常的严重啊。
So during pandemic, the loneliness become more severe.
那么有25%的人，可能就是说有非常严重的孤独感。
And 25% of people suffer severe loneliness.
那么现在疫情缓解，那么情况呢，也会有一些这个减轻的。
And with the ease of a pandemic, the loneliness may be improving a little bit.
但是孤独仍然占人口的17%。
But loneliness that still people suffer loneliness is still take about 17%.
17%，你大概想哦，17%大概这个比例不算很高。
Well, you think 17% is not that high.
但是你要换算成人口的话，那么这个月占多少的人口呢？大概是。全国有4400万的人面对这样孤独的痛苦。
But when you look at the people, there'll be 44 million people suffer loneliness.
所以这个数字啊，实在是触目惊心。
And this figure truly alarming.
每个人大概这一生当中都会有一些孤独的经历。
So everyone will experience some loneliness.
但是长期受到孤独的困扰，肯定对于我们的身体。会造成很大的影响。
But the long-term loneliness will inevitably affect our health.
那最新的这个调查显明呢，长期这种孤独的人患心脏病的几率会增加29%。
And the recent study show that you suffer loneliness for a long period of time, then you will have a heart disease about 29%.
那么中风的几率增加32%。
And stroke risk will by 32%.
患失智的风险就是你这个忘记健忘症哈。
And so for people may suffer like a dementia.
50%。
And that will affect about 50%, increase 50%.
那么此外你缺少这种比较正常的社交生活呢，那你会造成这个过早的死亡，这个几率呢大概是60%。
But if you lack a normal social interaction, that you might increase a premature death by 50%.
而且呢，不但是如此，而且这种患这个长期孤独的人呢，他很容易就 你会发展成这个心理的疾病啊，就是比如说像忧郁症哈。
And so for people who actually suffer a chronic loneliness, might also have a depression as well.
这大概呢，你患有孤独感的人跟一般正常人比，大概你要多出两倍还多的这样的机会。
So that people who suffer loneliness will affect you to have a premature death almost double.
孤独感几乎是涵盖了各个不同年龄层次的人。
The feeling of loneliness affects all age of people.
那其中老年人呢，就是明显的比较脆弱。
Especially probably the elderly more vulnerable.
因为老年人的话，他首先他的社交的圈子会越来越小。
Because the elderly, their social circle shrinking.
你没有一个工作的场所，你发现你社交的圈子就会小了很多。
Because there are no working environment, so your social circle becomes smaller.
你不能开车的话，你发现你社交的这个范围就更小。
If you do not drive, then your social circle is even smaller.
那么你的听力开始下降哈，这个发现你跟人交通非常困难。
And when your hearing is being affected, it's hard to have interaction.
所以你要到那个养老院去看那老人家哈，就坐在那里，他们唯一的希望就是等，等他们的家人来看他们哈。
And very often, if you visit the a nursing home, you see people are just waiting, sitting there to wait for their family come to visit.
也许一个星期来看，也许一个月来看一次。
And sometimes they might visit once a week, maybe once a month.
所以这个是，这个现实的一个情况。
And this is a reality.
从老年人这个群体之外，另外一个很让人觉得奇怪的，另外一个年龄群组也是受到孤独感很大的影响。
And beside the elderly, there's another group that worth attention.
这个年龄组是青少年。
And these teenagers.
所以从这个，青少年时期开始，他们的孤独感每年都在增加。
And so once they start the teens, and their loneliness start to increase.
一直到18岁到24岁的时候，他们的孤独感就达到了峰值。
And it peaks at about 18 to 24 years old.
所以统计的数字说呢，30岁以下的人遭受长期孤独的这种侵扰的比例是24%。
And so according to statistics, the number of people under 30 who suffer loneliness, that is as high as 24%.
这个高于我们17%的成人的平均的水平。
And this is higher than the 70% who suffer loneliness.
孤独感一般有三类。
And there are three different kinds of loneliness.
一类叫过渡性的孤独。
And one type is transient.
那这种过渡性呢，就是一个暂时的情况。
And it's a temporary situation.
比如说你搬家到了一个新的地方。
When you move to a new place.
然后你一个人都不认得。
And you don't know anyone.
你会觉得孤独。
And you feel lonely.
你如果到了一个聚会，我们星期五聚会，你到那个地方，你发现你一个人都不认得。
And when you go to a meeting, you don't know anyone there.
你也会感到孤独。
And you feel lonely as well.
但是你很快你就跟人聊天，哎呦，突然发现哦，有人跟你讲同样的语言。
And so, in the short term, that you once you know someone can speak same language, and then you feel belonging.
那么，可能你发现别人跟你来自同样一个地方哈。
And maybe people came from the same place as you are.
所以这孤独感慢慢就会消失。
And the loneliness will.Gradually disappear.
所以这就是过渡性的一种孤独。
And this is called transient loneliness.
那么第二种孤独感呢，属于节假日的孤独。
And so the second one is a more holiday loneliness.
那么平常的日子你过得还算蛮开心的哈。
And during the normal days, you're pretty happy.
但最痛苦的就是你到了节假日，像这个中秋节就是一样哈。
And the most painful time is that you when during the holidays, festival.
也这个就是全家人要团聚的日子嘛。
And when the whole family need to get together.
那这个时候我们就比较有一种孤独的感受。
And then we sense of loneliness.
最后一种是长期的孤独感。
And the last one is a chronic loneliness.
长期的孤独感已经是不分场合、不分时间，你经常的会有孤独的感觉。
And it doesn't matter place and time that you will feel the loneliness.
那么这种孤独感对人的伤害是最大的。
That affect people the most.
那什么是孤独感呢？
What is loneliness?
孤独感是一种感受。
It's a feeling.
是你的情绪。
It's your emotion.
它代表你所需要的社交生活 跟你实际上拥有的社交生活两者之间的差距。
And is the feeling of your expectation and the feeling of the reality that that's the gap of it.
我再说一遍这个定义哈，孤独感是代表你所需要的社交生活跟你所拥有的社交生活两者之间的差距。
So that is the gap between your expectation of your social life and what is the reality of your social life.
所以每个人的感受是不一样的。
So everyone's feels differently.
所以呢，这个孤独感是因人而异啊。
And it really depends on individual.
一个人的时候，孤单的时候，你可能会感到孤独啊。
And sometimes when you're by yourself, you might feel lonely.
但是可能令我们感到意外，其实很多人在一起的时候，你可能有很多的朋友，你可能也会感到孤独。
And even though you have a lot of friends and even you're among a big group, you might still sense of loneliness.
所以呢，因为你呢，发觉很多人。在跟你来往，但是他们并不了解你的内心。
Even though you have a lot of interaction with a lot of people, but does not mean they really understand you.
你发现你对其他人想了解其他人，好像也没有那么大兴趣。
And you're not interested to know other people as well.
所以单身的人有的觉得单身可能会孤独哈。
And very often singles think they may be lonely.
那以为说我要成家了，我肯定就不孤独了。
And once I get married, that I will no longer lonely.
你最好问问那些结婚的人就知道了。
So you better ask the people get married.
那这个真实的情况是60%结婚的人呢，是说他们有孤独感。
In reality, 60% of the married people they still sense loneliness.
为什么
？Why?
当夫妻两个人不再进行那种深入的分享、那种深入的沟通跟交通的时候，非常的孤独。
And because the couple they do not have that very deep, communication and interaction, they also sense the loneliness.
是否感受到孤独感是不在你有多少个朋友。
Whether you feel lonely or not, have nothing to do with how many people, friends
you
have.
也不在你有多少社交的活动。
And not depends on your social activities.
而是说那种真正的内心深处的彼此的分享跟彼此的分担。
It's up to the very deep interaction and sharing with others.
那在南加的话，有一个家庭，他们非常的富有的。
And they're in Southern California, the family is very, very wealthy.
那不但房子很大，他们的院子很大。
And they have big house and big garden.
那院子是以 acre 算的哈。
And it's the gardens like by the acres.
你要知道，在洛杉矶有这样的房子，那不得了的哈。
And so that's a lot of money in Los Angeles.
如果你家的房子够大，你常常会有客房，对不对
？And so if you have a big house, you have a lot of guest rooms.
就是你有客人来可以住的房间。
And so the when you have friends come, they can live in the guest room.
他家里不是客房，他家叫这个 guest house。
And so they don't just have a guest room,
单独的一个房子
guest room, they have a separate guest house.
所以家里面请了很多的佣人
And they have a lot of people work at their home.
但女主人非常的孤单
But the lady of the house is very, very lonely.
因为丈夫做生意非常的忙碌每天飞来飞去各种各样的应酬
Her husband is very busy flying here there for his business.
然后他的孩子们所有的孩子都不住在当地全部在外州
And her children all live outside the area.
所以呢他就孤单结果他身体有很多的问题很多的状况出现
And because she's so lonely that she has a lot of physical illness.
而且这些状况都是跟孤独有关系
And all have to do with her loneliness.
那我们怎么样来面对孤独的问题
How do we face these issues of loneliness?
我们来看圣经的教导哈
And let's look what the Bible says.
人类呢是需要生活在群体之中的
And so we need to live in a community.
因为我们本来就是为此被造的
Because we were created for it.
当亚当被造之后上帝便说那人独居不好我要为他造一个配偶帮助他
After created Adam, God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
因此孤独并非人类理想的生活
So therefore loneliness is not an ideal human life.
但是要知道孤独本身不是过犯
But however, loneliness itself is not a sin.
但孤独的根源却是跟 人类的过犯有关系的。
But the roots lies in the separation between human and God.
因此，我们解决孤独的问题，一个关键就是我们要修复我们与神的关系。
In order to resolve the problem, we need to restore our relationship with God.
那么，在旧约圣经里，神就有这样的应许。
In the Old Testament, God assured, there's a promise.
在《生命记》第三十一章第八节。
In Deuteronomy 31, verse 8.
耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在。
The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you.
必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
也不要惊慌。
And do not be discouraged.
这是神给他儿女的一个美好的应许。
And this is a wonderful promise God has given to His children.
无论在任何情况之下，我们都不会孤单的。
No matter in what circumstances, we will not be alone.
因为神随时随地、无时无刻不在与我们同在。
Because God is with us at all times in all places.
那么接下来的问题就是说，那是不是说跟神关系很好的人就不会有觉得孤单呢？
So does that mean you have a great relationship with God, will never feel lonely?
那么圣经里记载了很多英雄的人物啊。
And Bible recorded many hero stories.
很多的英雄人物都有孤单的经历。
They all suffer, they all experience loneliness.
但是呢，我们发现这些经历也没有让他们的生命跌下深渊。
But their experience did not plunge their life into despair.
反而是这样的机会使他们达到了一个属灵的一个非常高的一个境界。
Quite the opposite, it was spiritual climax through their encounter with God.
那最明显的一个例子呢，就是在旧约里面先知以利亚。
One of the most famous example is the prophet Elijah.
大家知道以利亚在这个跟这个巴利先知斗法的故事在加密山，对不对
？And so he was fighting with the prophet of Baal.For many days.
那么在那个地方他就比赛说看看谁的神是真神可以降下火把这个燔祭烧掉的。
And whose God is a real God that can destroy the fire.
结果那些先知的都不可以哈。
And those the prophet Baal could not do it.
那最后他祷告耶和华神就怎么样把这个祭物烧掉。
And he prayed to God and so the offering was destroyed.
所以当场就把那些先知啊全部杀掉哈。
And so all those false prophets were killed.
所以以利亚大获全胜哈。
And he had a huge victory.
但是接下来呢，这个皇后耶洗别要杀他哈。
But afterwards, the queen wanted to kill him.
没有办法，他就逃啊。
So he started to run away.
他逃啊，逃到旷野，实在累了，他就孤单一个人，他就躺下就睡哈。
And so he was very lonely. He was very tired. Start falling asleep.
然后天使是过来叫他醒，让他吃，让他喝，可以继续前行。
An angel God wake him up, to remind him to drink and to eat.
好，我们来读这一段经文，在列王记上第十九章第九节到第十八节。
So let's read this First King chapter 19, chapter 19, 9 to 18.
Yeah, 列王记上第十九章第九节，他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：“以利亚呀，你在这里做什么
？”Then he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知。”只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
He replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broke down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left. Now they have tried to kill me as well."
耶和华说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过。”在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中；风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。
The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain of the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake.
地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。
And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper.
以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。有声音向他说：“以利亚呀，你在这里做什么？”
When Elijah heard it, he put his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then the voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。”
He replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broke down your altars, and put your prophet to death with a sword. I'm the only one left. Now they are trying to kill me too."
耶和华对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到了那里就要高哈薛做亚兰王。”
The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you go there, anoint Hazael king over Aram."
又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知，接续你。
Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholath to succeed you as a prophet.
将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。
Jehu will put to death.Any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elijah will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu.
但我在以色列人中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Yet I reserve 70,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not been kissed him.
Yeah, 我们看到。以利亚的时候，这个时候他不但孤单，而且极度的沮丧。
And at the time when you see Elijah, he was lonely, he was extremely depressed.
那么在第十节和第十四节两次，他讲只剩下我一个人。
And twice he said, "I'm the only one left."
但是你知道，这个不是事实哈。
But that is the reality.
孤单的时候，你常常有一种感觉，就是我一个人。
And very often when you feel lonely, you just feel I am all by myself.
因为十八节，神就亲自的提醒他，我在以色列中为自己留下了七千人，哈。
And the,
是和你一样的人，哈。
And Lord actually reminded him, "I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, people just like you."
所以这是圣经一个非常著名的例子。
This is a very famous example in the Bible.
那么新约中也不乏一些实例。
And New Testament also numerous examples as well.
我们知道耶稣上十字架之前他是什么？孤孤单单的一个人。
And we know Jesus walked alone to the cross.
所有他的门徒都逃散了。
All his disciples have left him.
但是就是在这个时候，他在十字架上成就了什么？上帝所委托他的救恩。
But it was during this time that he accomplished the salvation and trusted him by the Father.
那么使徒约翰的话，年老的时候也是独自被关押在拔摩岛哈。
Apostle John in his old age was also in prison alone in the Patmos.
那么他也是孤单一个人的。
He was alone as well.
但是就是在这个时候，他看到了什么？看到了神给他的异象。
But it's during that time he saw a vision that God gave to him.
然后他写下了启示录这卷书。
And he wrote Revelation.
那么保罗也是一样。
And Paul was the same.
在提摩太后书第四章，他就记载到他生命快要终结的时候。
And when his life was almost ended.
他是在监狱里面。
He was in prison.
那么他身边的人，有人就遗弃他。就已经离开了。
And many people abandoned Paul at the time.
那么只有路加在他身边陪同。
Only Luke was accompanying him.
于是他就写信给提摩太，他说：“你要赶快来。”
He wrote a letter to Timothy, "Please come over."
不但让提摩太来，还让提摩太要把马可也带来。
And beside yourself, also bring Mark.
所以我们看到说， 这些人物都也经历过这孤独的经历。
So we can see many people in the Bible experience loneliness.
因此，我们看基督徒，我们怎么样去面对孤独的问题啊
？And so how do we face loneliness?
我们有两把利刃啊。
And we have a two sharp sword.
一个就是什么？我们要经历神的同在。
The first is that we have to experience the presence of God.
你如果真的跟神的同在有很多的这样的感受的话，你不会觉得孤单啊。
And if you have a lot of experience that with God, you are not going to feel lonely.
那么另一条呢，就是说我们怎么样在基督徒的团契当中来享受彼此之间的沟通跟扶持。
And the other one is how we can enjoy the fellowship and support and sharing in the community.
那讲到说与神的同在的这种感受哈。
And the first that how do we to practice the to be with God?
那么其实这个是对现代的基督徒蛮大的一个挑战。
This is a huge challenge for Christian nowadays.
我们可能有很多孤独的时光。
And we have a lot of moments of being alone.
但是我们却不一定愿意跟神有独处的时间。
But sometimes we'd rather not to spend time with God alone.
所以呢，我们如果真的是跟神操练这种与神独处的体验呢，我们即使孤单的时候也不会觉得孤独。
But if we really try to spend time with God, so even we're truly alone, we're not going to feel alone.
我们去年在洛杉矶那个地方举办的一个退休会嘛，哈。
And last year we had a special retreat in Los Angeles.
是不是觉得很久以前的事情了哈
？I feel like it's a long time ago.
但是那个退休会上，我们就跟大家有这个属灵的操练，叫静默和独处嘛。
And so we practice how to have a solitude and spiritual
silence and solitude.
Silence and solitude.
那我们当中很多弟兄姐妹是第一次遇到这样的操练哈。
And many brothers and sisters who has that was the first experience for them.
但是一进入这样的操练。哇，你的心一静下来的时候，你感受到神的灵跟你同在，那感受是完全不一样。
And once you enter that solitude, that you can sense the God's presence.
其次就是要真正的融入一个基督徒的团契生活。
And secondly is that really integrate into a fellowship.
我们来看第三段经文是在罗马书第十二章第四节第五节。
And let's look at Romans chapter 12, 4 to 5.
罗马书第十二章第四节，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
So in Christ, who are many, form one body, and each member belong to all the others.
所以弟兄姐妹。神设立教会的目的是什么？就是让我们不要孤独。
And why God wanted to establish church? Because that we're no longer alone.
这里面圣经讲得很清楚，我们每一个人都是在基督里的肢体，我们在这个肢体里都有一个特别的用处。
And here talk about we are one body with many members. We have all, each member has a function.
如果你能找到你在这个肢体的用处在哪里，
If you can find you the function of this body,
你就可以有机的融合到这个肢体当中。
And you can be effectively integrated into this community.
不会觉得孤独的。
You will not feel alone.
那在这个加拿大呢，有这个卡尔加里大学有一个教授哈，他是很年轻，他是非常出色的一个科学家。
And there is a very famous professor and scientist at the University of Calgary.
他的名叫 Dr. N 哈
，And Dr. N，
那他呢是非常的年轻，但是很有成就。他每天的生活非常的忙碌哈。
And he is very young, but has accomplished a lot, and he's very, very busy.
但是他常常感到孤独。
But very often he feel, he feel lonely.
因为他觉得他生活中常常很多人在做事，但是。很多人都是因为工作的关系跟他在一起。
And even though there are a lot of people work with him, but it's only because of the work.
没有人会在意他今天晚上回家吃什么，或这个周末他会做什么事情。
And nobody really cares that what he's going to eat at night, or what he's going to do on the weekends.
那甚至他都想到说，哦，我是不是要 把这个工作辞掉，我搬到一个比较大都市的地方，也许情况会好转。
So even think about to resign from his job, go to a move to a metropolitan, that situation will be better.
但是他是个蛮聪明的人，他知道其实换一个地方，情况也不会改善什么。
He's a very smart person, you know, even change your environment is not going to help.
后来他就去见这个counseling, 啊，辅导。
So he went to see a counselor.
那辅导就会帮助他说你怎么样，这个问题在哪里，到底是什么样的原因。
And so the counselor was helping him, what is the main issue there?
所以用其中一个就给他的推荐，就是你应该扩大你的社交的圈子哈。
And one of the suggestions to expand your social circle.
那后来他才突然间意识到，他自己其实他已经是个基督徒，但是很久都没有去教会的。
And even though he's a Christian, he has not gone to church for a long time.
因为他不太喜欢去附近的教会，因为他觉得教会的人见了他不是说让他做事情，就是让他。啊，要帮忙，他觉得他很忙，没有时间做这些事情。
And very often he feels if you go to church, people always ask for his help. He's too busy to help.
他觉得教会从来都是需要他，他从来没想到过他也需要教会、啊。
He always think of the people, the church need him. He never thought about he need the church as well.
我想这个改变，我想对他的社交生活就产生一个很大的影响。
And this suggestion has affected his social circle.
所以我们教会也是被设立了很多不同的小组，哈、啊。
And that's why our church has many small groups.
就是为了让大家在小组里面可以彼此的扶持，能够建立这个关系啊。
And so we can support each other and establish relationship in small groups.
所以孤独啊，是人一生中难以回避的一个现实。
Loneliness is an unavoidable reality in life.
孤独的人往往渴望说能有一个，与人沟通的这样的一个关系。
And lonely individual usually long for a special human contact.
但是他们的心态使他们与其他人的接触非常的困难。
But their mindset can make it exceptional challenging.
产生孤独的原因各种各样。
And there's many causes of loneliness.
那么每个人的情况都不同的。
Everybody is different.
你不期望说听了一篇讲道，你孤独的问题就解决了。
And don't think you just listen to sermon, your problem will be solved.
比如说你环境的变迁呢
？And be force your environment change.
同伴的压力。
And peer pressure.
你成长过程中所造成的一些因素。
And growing when you're growing up, that affected you.
那么性格的不足。
And your personality deficiency.
还有缺乏一些必要的社交技巧。
And lack of social skills.
等等，这些都是说因人不同，可能你应对的策略也应该不一样。
Because there are so many factors that so you have to deal with it individually.
所以孤独的人呢，往往不会承认孤独的现实。
And very often the lonely people who suffer lonely will not willing to admit they are lonely.
所以今天我绝不会问大家你们谁是孤独，来大家举手哈。
I will never ask you who feel lonely that raise your hand.
然后今天讲道完了，你就会说陈牧师，你讲的很好，但是我不孤独哈。
And so Pastor Chen, your sermon was good, but I'm not lonely.
因为碍于情面，我不会告诉人家我们孤独哈。
And because of our faith, that we will not tell other people admit that I'm lonely.
这样就使这个问题变得更严重了。
So that the problem become more serious.
他们不会主动寻求帮助。
Because they're not going to seek help.
所以最根本的。你对付孤独，这是要你要主动才可以。
And so the most important thing you need to take some initiative.
那么采取主动哈，你这个才能够真正的解决你的孤独的问题。
And take initiative to resolve your loneliness.
一般情况下，孤独是被迫的。
And very often loneliness is involuntary.
不得不知不觉的情况下，我们就不得不面对一个孤独的光景。
And arise from awkward situation.
有的人孤独也是自愿的。
And some people are voluntarily to be lonely.
他是从这个社交的圈子里就缩回来。
Because they withdraw voluntarily from their social circle.
他退缩的原因就是因为在跟人打交道的过程中他受到伤害。
Because when they had interaction with people, they were hurt.
他有不幸的经历。
They have an unfortunate experience.
他就选择退缩以便保护自己。
They choose to withdraw to protect themselves.
但实际上他不知道这不是保护自己，反而是自己受到更多的伤害。
And so that's not only protect themselves, actually they get hurt more.
有人说孤独的话，你多交几个朋友就不孤独了哈。
And so people suggest maybe just have more friends, so you no longer be lonely.
其实不是这么简单的情况。
It's not that simple.
治愈孤独呢，不是简单的你有伙伴就可以哈，有陪伴。
It's not you just have people around you.
而是要针对你这个孤独的根本原因哈。
And you need to really look the root cause.
大多数情况下，孤独啊，不是因为缺少朋友。
Most of the time is that you are.You're not lacking of a friend,
而是内心的缺乏。
And it's a lack of there's deficiency within yourself.
缺乏什么呢？就是真实的自我。
Is that your true self?
真实的自我没有完善的建立起来。
Your true self has not been fully developed.
什么是真实的自我呢
？So why is true true self?
真实的自我就是我们的灵。
So it's our spirit.
那个是永恒的。
And that's eternal.
那个是不朽的哈。
And infinite.
而且呢，它的特征呢，它是一个仁爱的。
And the quality includes love.
然后它有平等的概念。
And equality.
然后它追求的是幸福跟快乐。
And happiness.
是一个非常美妙的东西。
It's a beautiful thing.
但是因为我们人生活在这个世界啊。被这个世界所有东西沉淀，就像一个东西啊，一个珍珠，你有很多的油污啊、油垢啊、尘土啊，这样被包起来之后，你已经看不到那个珍珠是什么样子的。
And so just like a pearl is being wrapped with the soil and the oil, you cannot truly see the pearl itself.
所以我们自己感受到的那个自我呀，常常不是那个真实的自我。
And so how we sense ourselves is not our true self.
很多人自己不喜欢自己。
And a lot of times, people don't even like themselves.
你自己不喜欢自己，你怎么期待别人会喜欢你
？If you don't like yourself, how do you expect other people will like you?
这是最大的问题。关键怎么样认识到真？如果真正认识到你这个真实的自我，你就会喜欢自己的。
And so, if you really truly know your true self, you will start to like yourself.
因为那真实的自我蕴藏在人的灵魂的深处。
It's deeply rooted in our spirit.
那个是。被上帝所创造的
，is created by God，
是一个非常美丽的哈
，is a beautiful，
是一个非常珍贵的自我
，is very precious。
那么我们怎么样去建立这样的一个自我哈
？How can we establish our true self？
就是你要跟神常常在一起。
You need to spend time, have time with God。
就像我刚才讲的，静默与独处。
And the quiet and the solitude.
我上一次讲到压力的时候，也提到过这个属灵的操练，静默与独处。
And last time talk about the stress, I also mentioned that as well.
你静默独处的时候，你把你的压力怎么样交给神，对不对
？And so when you have the solitude, when you spend time with God, you exchange your pressure, the stress.
你常常跟神去独处的话。你慢慢慢慢就认识到你的真实自我长得像什么样子的啊
！And so if you spend time with God, you will truly start discover your true self.
因为平常你已经忘记了。
Because very often you already forget about it.
但是有人说我已经很孤独了，我在跟神去独处，我不就更孤独了吗？哈
！People say I'm already very lonely. If I spend more time with God, I'll be even more lonely.
其实与神独处跟孤独是两个不同的概念。
And spend time with God is different than just be alone.
孤独啊，无论是被迫的还是自愿的
，and lonely whether it's voluntary or involuntarily，
都会让人感到空虚
，and you will feel the emptiness，
孤单
，and feel void，
不受欢迎
，and not welcome。
而与神独处则是自愿的
，and so spend time with God is voluntary。
那么其结果就是内心比较充实
，and consequently there you feel really fulfilled，
你的灵性饱满啊
，and so fulfilled in the spirit。
所以一个和神有丰富的独处经历的人哈，他不但不孤单，而且呢，他在跟其他人相处的时候，他也能从中得到乐趣。
And so for people who has really experienced spending time with God, that usually they enjoy with people as well.
那么我们和神独处是我们还是需要跟人有关系，不是光跟神独处就可以的了。
So we're just not only talk about spend time with God.
那么怎么样去与人沟通呢
？And how do we take interest in others？
其实我们有三个建议哈。
I have three suggestions。
第一个是上帝为我们人类设立了每个人都有家庭。
And so first that God has established families。
你的家庭成员就是你的最 亲近的内心的一个圈子。
The family members are your most intimate circle.
所以你的家庭成员，那么就是你要常常跟他们联系。
And so your family members that you need to have a frequent contact with them.
第二个，上帝我们每个人都设立了朋友。
And secondly, God has established friends.
因为他是我们的人生同路人。
And they accompany with us in our life journey.
因为同样的经历或者什么样的机会你们认识，可以成为伙伴。
Regardless of similar experience at a different time that you know each other.
像在大学时代认识的同学朋友，常常怎么样？这个关系都会持续一生。
Like you meet your classmate in college, that you will become friends forever.
那么第三个就是上帝建立教会。
And thirdly, God establishes church.
那基督徒可以彼此为伴，不会孤单。
And Christians accompany each other, do not feel lonely.
所以我们应该采取主动，能够融入基督的肢体。
So we need to take initiative to integrate into our church community.
这个关键词在哪里？主动。
And what is the key word? Is take initiative.
很多的朋友慢慢不是，就是因为我们没有联系。
And very often is that we do not contact our friends.
我们常常假定对方很忙，可能没有时间想理我们。
And we assume our friends are very busy, don't have time to talk to us.
孤独的人往往不会主动。
And lonely people very often do not take initiative.
但是这个关键就是你一定要主动才能够打破这个魔咒。
And the key is you have to take initiative in order to break this loneliness.
那么今天我们就谈论了有关孤独的经历。
And today we discuss the issue related to loneliness.
我想这是一个非常普遍的社会现象。
And it's a very common social phenomenon.
我们想医治孤独呢，不是简单的寻找一个伙伴就可以的。
And healing loneliness just not seeking the companionship.
你要针对产生孤独的根本的原因。
And you need to address underlying cause of loneliness.
我们今天也特别提出了两个，一个是与神独处中我们怎么样认识一个真实的自我。
And from spending time alone with God and try to build a true self.
那么另外一个方面，我们怎么样基督的团体里面我们找到自己的位置，这个位置是神已经为我们预备好。
And find the place in your church community that God has provided for you.
那么在2018年的时候，英国做出了一个决定。
And the United Kingdom has made a decision in 2018.
那么他们决定设立一个新的政府部门。
And they have a new ministry department.
专门对付全国的孤独问题。
And to deal with the loneliness in the country.
他们是全世界第一个国家做这样的事情。
It's the first country in the world to start doing that.
于是英国就有了一个孤独大臣。
And so they have a minister for loneliness.
专门负责组织活动的。
And is in charge of to have all kinds of activities.
所以当这个他们这个国王登基的时候怎么样，这个孤独大臣的活动就动员，挨家挨户的动员，说你们一定要出来参加这个庆祝的活动。
And so they were the royal that become the king, then they would encourage people to participate those activities.
因为他们已经意识到这个是非常严重的社会问题。
Because they already sense this has become a serious issue.
那么美国的孤独的情况其实并不比英国更好。
And so the problem of loneliness in the United States may not be better than United Kingdom.
但是我们还是没有足够的重视。
But we have not paying enough attention.
甚至政府，包括加州的政府，对这种有组织的宗教的这种组织，它都非常的不太支持的。
And so even the California government do not support the religious groups.
所以你就知道说他没有看到这个孤独的问题正在成为美国社会一个非常非常严重的问题。
They do not see the loneliness that becomes a serious problem in this country.
那么希望我们今天的这篇讲道不能解决你的孤独问题，但是肯定的我们提高对孤独问题的认识。
So even though this sermon cannot solve your loneliness, but at least to increase your awareness.
不但是对我们自己，而且对我们周围的人。
Not only for ourselves and also for people around us.
我们看到有些孤独的人，我们要主动伸出什么？伸出我们的援助之手。
When you see people suffer loneliness, you need to reach out.
那么作为有孤独感的人，应该怎么样？采取主动融入肢体。
If you sense the loneliness, you need to take initiative to reach out.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们 来到你的施恩宝座面前。
And dear Heavenly Father, we come to before your holy throne.
我们恳求主你怜悯你的儿女。
And you have a mercy on us.
当这个世界各种各样的事情让我们啊觉得离彼此的距离越来越远的时候。
And in this world, so many things have a distant people's relationship.
愿你自己能够充满我们的心。
And so yourself will fulfill our hearts.
让我们一个人孤单的时候也不会感到孤独。
Even we are alone, we do not sense the loneliness.
因为主你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
也恳求主你祝福我们的教会。
We ask you to bless our church.
各个小组的事工。
And all the small groups ministry.
但是我们真的愿意小组成为一个弟兄姐妹可以彼此坦然诚的分享、互相扶持的这样的一个机会。
And we will have an open sharing and support in all the small groups.
我们行走在天路上。我们并不孤独。
And so we'll never feel lonely on this heavenly path.
我们恭敬将我们所领受的就交托在主你的恩手中。
But we learn today with that entrusted and then give it to you.
也求主你保守我们的生命。
And continue to guide our lives.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.